Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Both teams out on the floor ready to get this game tipped off. Mountain Homes will have Anna Grace Foreman jumping center, and Joy Montgomery will try to win the tip for Marion. Official comes to center court. The ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Marion. They are moving left to right in this first half. Here is Robbins into the front court. She will give it to Delaney, who will set the offense. Mountain Home in a man-to-man to start off. Ball goes over on the right side to Robbins, down in the corner to Delaney. Delaney will throw it near the paint. Now ball goes down to Robbins down in the lane. Her layup will not go, and Mountain gets the rebound. Back come the Lady Bombers, their first possession of the night. Gilbert dribbling to the top, throwing over to Martin on the left side, near the corner. Now she rolls out a little more to the ring, gives it to Gilbert. Back over to Martin. Martin will drill near the top, gives it to Jackson. Over to, trying to throw it to Gilbert. Pass was well over her head. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and Mount Tom is going to turn it over on their first possession of the night. We are 41 seconds into this contest. No score as of yet. Delaney will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Patriots. Dribbles to the right side. Now the throw gives up top to Henderson. Henderson throws over on the left to Robinson. Robinson's going to drill to the low block, pull up for the jumper. No good. Yates gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home with another chance to try to take the first lead of the night. Martin into the front court, dribbling to the right wing. Picks up a dribble. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Throws it near the top to Jackson. Jackson will give it back to Martin. Looks like Marion in a zone. I'm trying to figure out what it is. I think it's a 2-3. Gilbert throws over back over to Martin on the right. Martin's going to drill a little closer to the three-point line. Gives it to Jackson in the corner. She's being double-teamed. Throws it to Foreman out on the elbow. Foreman throws it near the top to Martin. 6.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the left side. Cross court to Jackson in the right corner. Back to Martin. Over to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three on the left wing. Good! Mount Home strikes first on the three by Kay Gilbert. 3-0 our score. 6:17 left in the first quarter. Delaney across the timeline for the Lady Patriots. She's dribbling between the circles. Throws over on the left side to Robinson. Down in the corner to Henderson. Back out to Robinson. Up top to Robbins. Back over to Robinson on the left. Down to Henderson in the corner. Henderson's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line, and she gets it. Jala Henderson with her first 2 points of the night. 3-2. Mountain Home leading Marion. 5:49 left in the first quarter. Here is Gilbert with it between circles. Throws over to Gilbert on the right side. Down to Jackson in the corner. Cross court, tries to throw a cross court pass. It was knocked away, but Gilbert is able to get and keep possession for the Lady Bombers. Avoid the turnover. Another cross court pass to Jackson on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. May have been partially blocked. Foreman gets offensive rebound, puts it up off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with her first 2 points of the night. 5-2, Lady Bombers leading it. 5:21 left in the opening period. Delaney throws over on the left side to Robinson. Up top to Robbins. Over to Montgomery at the right elbow. She tries to give it to Robbins. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Mountain Home. Back on the Lady Bombers. That was Marion's first turnover of the night. And now the Lady Bombers are going to turn right back over. Emily Payne is going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Leah Jackson. Payne, a 5'6 junior. 5:06 left in the first quarter as Mountain Home leads 5-2. Delaney across the timeline for the Lady Patriots. Throws over on the right side to Robbins. Up top to Robinson. Back over to Robbins. A lob pass down in the lane to Montgomery, stolen by Anna Grace Foreman, and back comes Mountain Home. That was Marion's second turnover of the night. Martin with it on the right wing. Throws up top to Foreman. Foreman's going to drill down into the lane. Now kicks out to Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert will dribble to the top. Marion in a 2-3 zone once again. Ball goes over to Martin on the right side. Down to Payne in the right corner. She's going to put up for the three-pointer. Will not go. Offensive rebound for Gilbert. She puts it back up in the lane and good. Kate Gilbert with 5 points. 7-2, Mountain Home leading. Marion with 4:17 left in the first quarter. Ball goes over to Robbins on the right side. And she's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. The rebound is controlled by Foreman. Back on the Lady Bombers. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court. Now dribbles down into the lane. It's going in for the layup. It's going to be fouled. They are going to call down the shot. 4:02 left to play in the first quarter as Kiana Delaney picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against Marion. So Kate Gilbert will be shooting the first free throws of the night. Again, 4:02 left in this first quarter. Gilbert's first free throw is up. No good. Amaya Sloan coming in for the first time for Marion, replacing Kiana Delaney. Sloan, a 5'7 junior. Gilbert with one more free throw. Second shot is up and in. She now has 6 points, and that makes a two-possession lead for Mountain Home. 8-2 our score. It was two possessions. Ball goes over on the left side to Robinson, up top to Robbins, back over to Robinson. Now to Sloan, back over to Robinson. Now on the right side of Robbins, up top to Robinson. Robinson's going to dribble down towards the low block. She's going to go into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound's knocked to Emma Martin, and back comes Mountain Home. Lady Bombers with the ball, leading by six. Emma Martin throws it to Foreman down on the low block. She's going to be fouled as she gets that pass with 3:31 left to play in the first quarter. Jala Henderson picks up her first personal foul. That is the second team foul against the Lady Patriots here in the first half. Ball goes up top to Kate Gilbert. Tries to throw it over to Martin. Ball is knocked away on the right side. It'll go out of bounds on the far sideline. Mountain Home will inbound it with 3:26 left of the first quarter. And Marion bringing in, I believe, one of their freshmen that they just moved up. I'll see if I can get that name in just a little bit. Ball goes over up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill toward the right side. Now picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Foreman, who has it there on the wing. Cross court to Emily Payne in the left corner. Thought about three, now throws it to Yates down the low block. She's going to put up the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Robbins. She'll throw it into the front court to Sloan. Sloan's going to drill down into the low block, going up for the layup. Good. Amaya Sloan with her first 2 points of the night. 8-4, Mountain Home leading Marion. 2:44 left in the first quarter. Here's Gilbert with it on the left wing. She's going to drill down into lane. Bowled by a bunch of defenders. Gets the layup good. 8 points already for Kate Gilbert. 10-4, Mountain Home leading it with 2.5 minutes left in this first quarter. Ball goes over on the left side to Robinson. Now up top to Robbins over on the right side to Sloan. Sloan's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Payne. And back come the Lady Bombers once again. Gilbert across the timeline. She's going to pull up for the three on the right wing. No good. And the rebound will be controlled by Montgomery, and back comes Marion. Robinson quickly back the other way. She's going into the lane for the layup off the glass and in. Santia Robinson with her first 2 points of the night. Less than 2 minutes left of the first quarter. Mountain Home leading Marion 10-6. Martin across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles on the left wing. Now goes up to the top. Throws over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert still dribbling. Now picks her drill, finds Payne in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound is controlled by Foreman. She will go back up with it and may have been partially blocked. Hits the front of the iron. No good. Marion gets the rebound. Back on the Lady Bombers. Lady Patriots. Minute and a half left as the ball goes down in the lane and a travel call is now called on Marion. That is their third turnover of the night. Leah Jackson's going to check back in for Mount Home, replacing Kay Gilbert. Santia Robinson will come out of the game for the Lady Patriots as she's replaced by Deanna Woodson, a 5'4 junior. Here's Emma Martin back the other way. Mountain Home the ball leading 10-6. Ball goes up top to Payne. Payne will throw it over to Jackson on the right. Now over to Payne on the left. Payne thought about the three. Now she's going to drill it to the top. Gives it over to Jackson on the right. Jackson looking back over to Payne on the left. Now finds Foreman in the paint. She's going to put up the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Robbins. She's quickly back the other way for Marion. Dribbling to the left elbow. Now goes out to the wing. Finds Woodson at the elbow. Now back over to Robbins in the wing. Down to Woodson in the corner. Down on a low block to Montgomery. Montgomery puts up the turnaround jumper. Will bounces around. Will not go. Foreman gets the rebound. 39 seconds left. Ball goes down into the front court to Yates. She's going to dribble down into the lane. Her jumper there in the paint was blocked. And Marion comes up with the basketball. 30 seconds left. Ball back comes Marion quickly on the fast break. Woodson goes up for the layup. No good. And Matzohm gets the rebound. 23 seconds left. Lady Bombers with the ball leading by four. I think Dale Leonard wants to make sure they hold for the last shot of this period. 15 seconds left as Payne crosses the timeline. 10 seconds. Payne's going to dribble away from her defender. 6 seconds left. Now Payne's going to drill to the right side. Now throws it to Jackson. She's going to not going to get the shot off, and Mount Tom is going to take a four-point lead to the bench after the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Mountain Home leading Marion 10-6. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.